What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here, hour number two. And we're going to take two more phone calls. Then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of news I need to get out to you. We're going to go to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, good job getting us this election win. But I just wanted to say this. I would sure like to see Trump incorporate Bernie Sanders in his administration somehow. I think it would be a very good thing for him to do. I think Sanders is actually a real good guy. And the second point that I wanted to make is I think that Trump should really consider a Medicare for all health care system.
It's the most affordable. Well, a single payer system like they have in France.
Yeah, I mean, we need it. I mean, there's people that need to see the doctor to get their insulin. There's people that need medicine. It's the most proven system that we have. It's the most cost-effective system that we have. And if he could get that passed, it would ensure that he would be reelected. Because nobody that has Medicare right now that would ever let that be lost. They would fight to their death to make sure that they still have it. And I believe that it would stimulate the economy big time. You want to talk about an economy stimulus? That's it right there.
Well, I don't think we should call it Medicare. I mean, basically, we know that Obamacare was actually a get-rich-quick scheme for the health insurance industry. It didn't work out. They're in trouble. In fact, even though the stock market as a whole is doing very well today, shares in health insurance companies are trading lower because everybody is now seeing the collapse of Obamacare on the horizon. And what we need is a single-payer system like they have in France or many of these European countries, where the system is there to care for the people and keep them healthy and working, rather than just another way of sucking money out of the pockets of the people and sharing it between corporations and government. So we definitely do need that, okay?
It's very, very important. And I heard another thing that was amazing when I heard it.
Yes.
The last time our economy collapsed in 2008, where they all had to come together and they passed Dodd-Frank to bail out all the banks, I heard that what happened is that George Soros manipulated our currency because the banks were so invested into Hillary Clinton that they wanted to get their money back, and that's the way that they did it. And and that could be true. It might not be true, but it could be true. And we have to be very careful right now that he's not up to something like that today. And finally, I believe in Malcolm X's statement that I'm for the truth no matter who's telling it, and I'm for justice no matter who it's for or who it's against. And if you have broken the law in this country, we need to proceed with prosecutions.
I definitely agree with. You know, we need
the only way to heal. People cannot get away with storing classified information on insecure servers, and they cannot get away with being funded by foreign countries that also fund terrorism.
The same thing applies to those Wall Street bankers. You know, if a banker has committed fraud, they should go to jail. And one of the things that has divided the United States so badly is this growing awareness that we have a two-tiered society, where we have the masters and the elites who are above the law, and us serfs, deplorables, workers, whatever you want to call us, who must obey the law at all time or suffer severe and strict punishment. And sometimes we're punished without even breaking the law, whether it's civil forfeiture or police violence and abuse. We can be robbed and killed by the government for having done absolutely nothing wrong, and that needs to stop. But absolutely, this nation was founded on the idea of the rule of law, not of powerful people, and everybody in this country, up to and including the president, are subject to those same laws. And Comey made an absolute mockery of that by admitting to us all that Hillary Clinton had committed felony violations of Title 18, but we have decided that we're not going to recommend prosecution because no reasonable prosecutor would want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park.
That's right. And one last thing, and then I'm going to let you go, and I thank you for your time and for your great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
We also need to work on getting Julian Assange pardoned and Patrick Manning pardoned. These people are whistleblowers. And Kennedy
and
said,
Edward Snowden.
That's right. And Kennedy,
it's time to bring
said,
them all home.
That's right. And Kennedy said very few secrets should be kept from a free people. Very few. Those people showed us the truth of the evils of our government, and we need to thank them, and they are heroes. And we need to let Trump know they are heroes for what they did. They risked their lives for us, and they put life in stuff that 99.9% of us would have had no idea what our government was up to without them. And we thank them. Today, I thank them so much. My kids have a better world because of them today. And
I thank you again, Michael. Well, thank you very much. I would add to that list for Donald Trump to consider pardons, immediate pardons for Leonard Peltier and Mumia Al-Jabbar, who are in prison because they're political embarrassments and not much else. It's time to start writing all of the accumulated wrongs of the last 30 years. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to take our last phone call for a while. Crystal in Washington State, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Thank you for all your work, Mike, on this election. And I wanted to bring to people's attention the blue states, because I'm in one of them along the coast, along with Oregon and California. And I think people need to be aware that this is a strong indicator of the criminality and corruption in these states, and the government agencies and the defense contractors that are involved, and FBI, DHS, and the Department of Homeland Security and military are all involved in the high level of corruption in Washington State. And people need to be aware that people have been politically targeted for surveillance crimes and put on watch lists that have no business on watch lists just because they're politically active. And this is a real problem in Washington State, because I'm one of the targeted people that the government has seen fit to target for burglaries. And all I think the Homeland Security agencies are involved in now and law enforcement is running protection for organized crime and their personnel that are involved in criminal activities and domestic terrorism, basically. And,
well, I mean, you know, James Comey, I mean, we already knew this from the COINTELPRO scandal, but James Comey has hammered home the fact that the FBI is actually the American Stasi. They're not the good guys. None of these agencies are. We're looking at all these agencies that we're told are supposed to be looking out for us, like the FDA and the USDA, and then we find out they're actually on the side of big agriculture and big pharmaceutical, and they're there to reassure us that drugs that are causing harm are really okay for us, and if your kid died, it's because you shook them and we're going to put you in jail. It really is a completely corrupted system, and I got to tell you, I do not envy Donald Trump the job that he is taking on right now. And I hope he appreciates the hot kitchen he's stepped into. And again, my one concern about Donald Trump going into the White House is that, I mean, he's a fast learner, but in many ways he's still very dangerously naive about what's really been going on inside the inner bowels of government. And I hope he gets at least one advisor who's going to tell him the truth about what's been going on, so that Trump can start making some really constructive choices. Okay?
Yes, thank you. And I think it's because Virginia was a blue state that it's an indicator of the level of intelligence involvement in the corruption in the political system.
Well, again, what was interesting is some of the blue states turned red this election. Some of the blue states are a lot less blue. I know that's true out here in Hawaii. It wasn't the overwhelming landslide for Hillary that they were all predicting. And this red-blue state paradigm, it looks good on TV graphics, but it's not really accurate In terms of showing what people are really thinking. Anyway, Crystal, we're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines here for a little tiny bit because I got some news I need to get through. Story coming out of Dark Moon, Mind Trump storms into the White House, and you might be put off by the headline, but don't be, because it's actually a celebratory piece and basically saying Donald Trump got in despite being disowned by his own party, sabotaged by the Democrats, attacked by the media. Massive amounts of election fraud. They lied about him being in the pocket of Putin, and now he's the boss. This guy that they were trying to just take down, he's now their boss. And payback is going to be a Hillary, to paraphrase it loosely. And believe it or not, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, is still pushing this idea that somehow Russia was behind Donald Trump's election victory, that it's all Russia's fault, that if it wasn't for Russia, Hillary would be president, and of course Benghazi, election fraud, secret private server with classified material. Clinton Foundation is a cover for tax evasion, hiring cronies, bribes in foreign countries, giving 123 Technologies $300 million and then declaring it bankruptcy and selling it to the Chinese, arming the Muslim Brotherhood. Vince Foster, shady commodity deals, funding neo-Nazis in the Ukraine, and on and on and on. That had nothing to do with it at all. It's all the fault of Vladimir Putin. Well, again, as one of our callers pointed on out, if Vladimir Putin was rigging the election, then why were all the electronic voting machines shifting Donald Trump votes to Hillary Clinton? I think the Russians are smarter than that. But they're still out there. Now then, here's where it gets really good. Remember when everybody said that if Donald Trump won the election, that if Donald Trump lost, his supporters would riot in the streets. And here it is, Hillary supporters. They're burning flags, burning cars, filling the streets, California, Oregon, Washington State, all over the place. A lot of them are huge numbers of illegal immigrants who are just absolutely angry and furious that after getting across the border, sneaking into this country illegally, registering to vote illegally, or being given manufactured registrations, voting for Hillary 10 or 20 times, they're not going to get their amnesty and their green cards. And, of course, anybody who supported Hillary Clinton, they were betting on her becoming the president to get their payback. None of it's now going to happen. Meanwhile, we are hearing from the Texas Sheriff's Association that the MS-13 gang, which is still pouring across our open borders, are bringing machete murders, rapes, and scalping into Texas. And even with all of that, they still couldn't get Hillary Clinton elected. Now, Vladimir Putin has already sent his congratulations to Donald Trump, and he's describing Donald Trump's win as a massive defeat for the New World Order globalist agenda, and he's absolutely correct about that. And as I indicated before, Putin has already said, we're ready to mend ties with the United States. We don't want a war any more than the American people do. Let's just go back to being friends, peace through commerce and trade. Marine Le Pen was very quick to congratulate Donald Trump even before the final numbers came on in. The Prime Minister of Hungary, Orban, is hailing Trump's victory as great news. Over in the Philippines, Duterte, who was pivoting away from the United States and toward China because of Obama going on in and saying, you shouldn't shoot your drug dealers, has congratulated Donald Trump and says, we're now ready to come back to normalizing relationships with the United States of America. And remember, speaking of pardons, Obama has commuted the sentences of dozens and dozens and dozens of cocaine dealers. Leonard Peltier is still rotting in jail, so is Mumia Al-Jabbar. But the cocaine dealers, they get to go free. And that tells you this is an autocracy. And this is coming to an end. I cannot imagine Donald Trump being comfortable with the idea that the biggest drug dealer in the country is the country. All around the world, world leaders who had been attacking and dismissing Donald Trump are now having to grit their teeth and issue congratulations in order to maintain good relations with the U.S. Over in Brussels, they're absolutely in a panic, and they're saying that the EU president is saying that maintaining the EU and moving forward to a global society is now going to be much, much harder with Donald Trump as president, because it means that Russia, China, and the United States are no longer on board with this global government. Now, over at the Huffington Post, and remember, they were part of that group of 56 prostitutes and correspondents who went to that secret, private, off-the-record dinner with John Podesta to jump on board the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're out there wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth and saying, we've jumped into the abyss. And by the way, I'm going to make a prediction. Those 56 people who went to that Podesta dinner, they're all going to be out of work, because the corporate media is scrambling to distance themselves from having been part of this fiasco. And every one of their talking heads or executives who are on board the Hillary Clinton campaign, they're very quietly going to be moved on out, early retirement, buyout clause on the contract, whatever. It'll be done as quietly as possible. But they're all going to be heading for the exit. And so now, of course, they're trying to explain away why all those poll numbers were so completely wrong when they were out there saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's ahead, Hillary Clinton's ahead. And they're trying to come up with reasons why you should go on believing their polls in the future, even when they blew it this badly now. So over at money.cnn.com, they have one explanation they're offering, which is that the American political media establishment does not understand the depth of anger in the American people. That I would agree with, absolutely. But what was really going on is the polls were not measuring public opinion. They were trying to manufacture it, to rely on the herd instinct by saying, well, all your friends and neighbors are voting for Hillary Clinton. Shouldn't you vote for Hillary too? And that would have worked back in the 1950s, 1960s. It doesn't work in the age of the internet, in the independent media. And they were a little slow to pick up on that. Over at Newsweek, they had actually put together, published, and distributed, ready to go on the newsstands today, their special issue on President Clinton and what a wonderful accomplishment we have, a woman president. And that was Newsweek's Dewey Beats Truman moment. And I imagine those printed magazines are headed for the shredder right now. What a shame we can't actually get one. What a collector's item that would be. Remember, only 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post was out there saying Donald Trump's chances of winning the presidency are zero. And it only proves that Donald Trump was right when he said the establishment media is completely corrupted. They are. Remember when Bill Maher and the panel on his show laughed at Ann Coulter just for saying she was going to win the GOP nomination? I'll bet you Bill isn't laughing too much right now. So, moving on down here. Hillary for prison, the steps Trump needs to take. I'm sure we would all love to see Hillary in prison. Actually, I'd like to see the Clintons stripped of all their wealth and forced to live like ordinary poor Americans. That would hurt even more than prison. That would hurt even more than death. That's how you punish a money junkie, is by taking their money away and making them live like the people they made poor, becoming a money junkie. And as I mentioned before, the Trump campaign manager is not ruling out a special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton. But something needs to be done. Donald Trump went on into office promising he was going to go after Hillary and her cronies. If he doesn't do that, then he's going to be crippling his presidency right from the very, very beginning. The American people want prosecutions. The American people are demanding prosecutions. And he's got to deliver. Now, there's another article. Actually, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to put this article on hold. And then we will come on back and talk about this, because this is an important concept.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's an article over in FortRust.com which raises an interesting concept. And the headline is asking, will the anti-Clinton revolt among American elites gain momentum? Now, we know ordinary Americans are sick and tired of the Bushes and the Clintons and corruption in general. But we know that there is a serious faction fight going on within the government. The people at the very top, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, are still trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Although now that she can't guarantee their continued employment after January, they may be a little less enthusiastic about that. But we know that just underneath those few people at the very top, official Washington has had it with what's going on. They don't like their public image with the American people being seen as completely, totally corrupt from top to bottom. They're getting very nervous about all the talk about how much better this country would be without a central federal government like Belgium or Spain. They want to keep on getting those cushy little checks filled with taxpayer dollars. They're getting very, very nervous about that. Now, getting on back to the Clinton Foundation. First of all, it's had problems before. It failed to report tens of millions of dollars in foreign government donations on its 990 tax return, a 1990 tax return to the IRS. The IRS in Dallas is now investigating whether the Clinton Foundation actually qualifies as a tax-exempt 501c3 organization. Now, the rules are that a 501c3 organization has to be spending at least 51% of the funds they take in on whatever their charity is declared to be in their organizing documents. If you are running a charity for unmarried women, you have to spend 51% of your money on the unmarried women. If you start writing checks over to the Baby Seal people or Lost Kittens, you're not allowed to do that. And you're not allowed to simply drain the money off for personal use. Now, remember, we've already established Chelsea Clinton paid for her very luxurious plush wedding with foundation funds. And that tells us that the IRS is going to probably come to the conclusion that the Clinton Foundation is not a 501c3 because they don't have to worry about a President Hillary coming down on them. And the Clinton Foundation, like Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme, is rife with nepotism. Bill's got a job there. Chelsea's got a job there. Another story coming on out from Russia Insider. Donald Trump is poised to overturn generations of liberal neocon rule, and that is going to be a good thing. Getting rid of the neocons to get rid of the war agenda and getting rid of the liberals to get rid of all this political correctness, social justice warrior nonsense that is really little more than cultural Marxism and a covert attempt to steal our First Amendment rights from us. Because the reality is you cannot have freedom of speech and not offend somebody for whom the truth is a problem. We need to just basically say enough with that. Enough with political correctness. It's a complete waste of time. Now, Julian Assange has come under severe criticism for dumping all of this incriminating information about Hillary Clinton. And they're out there saying, why weren't you doing it about Donald Trump? Why weren't you going after Donald Trump? And Assange finally replied on that very question. He says, we couldn't find anything. Remember when Donald Trump first declared for the candidacy and the Washington Post literally put a team of 30 journalists to try and dig up dirt on Donald Trump? All they could find was that his father had been arrested at a KKK rally 9 years before Donald Trump was born. They couldn't even establish that he was in the KKK, just that he was there at the rally and he got arrested along with a bunch of other people, and was then immediately released. That's it. That's all they could find. So they had to go on out and just make stuff up out of thin air. Oh, he's swapping wet, sloppy kisses with Vladimir Putin. They're bribing women to come on out and say, oh, he touched me, he touched me. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Do you remember all those celebrities who said they were going to leave the United States if Donald Trump won the presidency? Well, he's won. And the celebrities, Jon Stewart, Jennifer Lawrence, Omari Hardwick, Sienna Miller, Whoopi Goldberg, Barry Diller, Katherine Hahn, Eddie Griffith, Journey Smollett-Bell, Rosie O'Donnell, Skate. It is Slate. Michelle Branch, George Lopez, Armie Hammer, Amber Rose, Keegan-Michael Kay, Neve Campbell, Raven Simone, Spike Lee, Stephen King. I'll miss Stephen King. I like his books. Chloe Sevigny, Zosia Mamet. I can't even pronounce half of these names. Elizabeth Moss, Natasha Lyonne, and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Remember, Ginsburg also said she would resign from the Supreme Court if Donald Trump won the presidency. So now Trump has got two seats on the Supreme Court that he can fill. Nayo says he's leaving the country. Bryan Cranston is leaving the country. Chelsea Handler, Samuel L. Jackson, Cher is going to leave the country. Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, Barbara Streisand, Miley Cyrus, the Reverend Al Sharpton, goodbye, Rev. Amazingly enough, Trump's victory did trigger a surge of inquiries into Canada's immigration website sufficient to crash it. Now, unfortunately, what we're getting back from the Canadians is, no, you may not come here. Very strict immigration law. And you were stupid enough to support Hillary Clinton. You're too stupid to live in Canada. Please try Mexico. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Well, congratulations. A lot of this was you. But I wanted to say, start out by saying none of this would have happened. Trump would have ignominiously lost without Julian Assange, and I hope he gets pardoned and so on. Julian Assange tipped the scales. The other thing, though, is about I voted personally for Clinton for Trump because I wanted to see Hillary Clinton prosecuted.
Well, that's certainly a big trip for me. I mean, yeah. I've never been shy about the fact for me. This is a personal grievance. 22 years ago, the Clintons wrecked my career, and yesterday I returned the favor, and that feels pretty darn good.
Okay, I have an idea. Trump has to come out and say, at least the conciliatory, let's all get under the same tent kind of thing that he said last night and even, I guess, this morning, too. But if I were handling it, I would get my Justice Department, my new Attorney General and Principal Aides, the new Director of the FBI, get another judge, maybe like Napolitano or somebody like that.
Okay, Peter, for some reason, this is a really, really bad phone connection. You sound like you're underwater, and I can't really understand you. Would you mind calling back in? Oh, wait a minute. My control room is saying you're better now. Peter, give me a sound check.
Yeah, can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, you're better. Go ahead. Please continue.
Well, I would get my new Justice Department and maybe a Supreme Court guy in there. And I would, because he has to appear conciliatory, really is kind of necessary, but I would make a point of saying that the investigations that the Obama administration started are ongoing. And what we're going to do is we're going to refer, under the new investigations, which we're unsure of the accuracy and reliability of the first investigation, so the new director of the FBI and the new DOJ, DOJ and Attorney General are going to do it and actually put people under oath. We're going to bring all this stuff to Trey Gowdy's committee, and it's bipartisan over there. Of course, the Republicans will control it, but let them recommend whether to indict or not to indict, and that way it puts the onus on the Democrats then to howl and stand in the way of releasing the information. But the information will be released. That's the important thing, that everybody knows that the Clinton Foundation is completely corrupt, that Hillary is a murderous sociopath, and all the stuff that went on. And I hope there's accountability, because it would be a big thing with me if she wasn't brought to justice.
Well, I still want to see Hillary brought up on espionage charges. I still think it is reasonable to suspect and to ask if, based on the Clintons' 1996 Chinagate scandal, if Hillary had been selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests through that weak email server and using her foundation to collect and launder the money. And I'm not going to let go of that one. I'm absolutely not going to let go of that particular issue. Now, the fact that Donald Trump is calling for unity of all Americans doesn't mean he's being conciliatory. He doesn't need to be conciliatory. He won. And so I don't think he needs to tread softly and gently. Certainly during his first year in office, he's got the bully pulpit. He's got the mandate of the American people. And he doesn't have to tread gently. Remember, the reason Donald Trump was so popular with the American people is he's got his own money. He can't be bought. He doesn't need to beg money from other people and return favors to them. He can basically be his own man, and that's going to be a refreshing change in the White House.
Mike, think of it. I mean, he had all the corporate media arrayed against him, including all their talking heads and reporters. They were actually contributing millions and millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. He had the entire apparatus of the federal government under Obama investigating the IRS and the FBI and the DOJ. He had the banks. He had the media, the banks. He had the Israeli lobby and even the military-industrial complex arrayed against him, and he still won.
That's American people won, you know, and Trump's the figurehead. But this was a statement by the American people that we have had enough of this nonsense. All those people within the government who were arrayed against Donald Trump and went after him, well, he's going to be their new boss. And like I said, payback is going to be a Hillary.
Mike, you must sign up. I want a lot of this. The readership, it was you. So,
hello? Okay, we just lost a connection there. Is Gina in Texas available? Gina, are you there?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for you regarding Hillary and Comey not indicting her. Can Obama pardon Hillary without her being charged with anything?
Technically, no, but Obama could go back and invoke the precedent set by Gerald Ford, who, when Nixon stepped down and Gerald Ford became the president, he issued a blanket pardon to all of the Watergate participants, including Richard Nixon, to end our national nightmare. And it wasn't really legal for him to do so, but everybody inside the government wanted this problem to go away before the link between the Watergate burglary and the Kennedy assassination became common public knowledge. And so Obama does have that precedent by a prior president that he could use to say, yes, this has gone on long enough. We've got better things to worry about than whether or not we had a serving Secretary of State committing espionage. It is certainly reasonable that Obama is going to go ahead and issue a blanket pardon in order to end all possible investigations. Of course, then he gets to carry that into the history books as part of his legacy.
Okay, now what if something comes from the Clinton Foundation investigation after Obama leaves office? If under a pardon to Clinton, would that still be covered? Would she still be covered under a pardon?
Well, that's getting into a really gray area, because the way Gerald Ford set up his pardon, it was sort of implied that any crimes yet to be discovered would be covered by it. But certainly, the president, there has to be a limit to a presidential pardon. And a presidential pardon is only relative to federal charges. If the Clinton Foundation is charged in state court, the presidential pardon would have absolutely no effect on that. And remember, okay, Larry Klayman had an ironclad RICO lawsuit down in Florida against the Clinton Foundation. But the question is Obama willing to basically go into the history books as being a corrupt president who pardoned a couple of hundred cocaine dealers and the Clintons as well? Because he doesn't have much of anything else to go into the history books. Obamacare has been a disaster. The global warming thing was a disaster. He doesn't really have anything that he can look at that's a positive to take into the history books.
I agree. I just want to say one thing. I know this is a little outside of your realm, but I really do feel that I know there were millions of prayers over the last few days, and I think God heard and lent us his strength in Trump winning this election, for sure.
Well, so, Claire would certainly agree with you.
Mike, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, yes. The polling in Pennsylvania was just amazing. It was almost an hour to get into the polls, and people were coming out in wheelchairs and crutches, and it was just amazing to see all the support of Donald Trump. And how did I know they were Donald Trump supporters? Well, they were wearing little red, either on their lapels or on their one guy had a red painter's tape on his wheelchair. It was just amazing to see it. And I think the vote was a lot higher, even though they stuffed ballot boxes in Philadelphia. The vote was very high for Donald Trump. And that goes to show what we've been talking about for the past year. You know, when you deindustrialize a country, send the plants over to China, and then re-import those products into the United States, it's going to take an effect at the ballot box. And that's what happened. That's what truly happened. And Trump spoke to those folks, people like myself, that seen the slow deindustrialization after NAFTA, and then they speeded it up when China took the WTO. And, you know, what was Pennsylvania great for? It was, you know, coal, oil, textiles, steel. It's all
yes.
gone. It's just, and if you ever come back to the States, Mike, I know you've been in Hawaii for a number of years, you would see factory upon factory that is just sitting idle and crumbling and falling apart.
Well, it's not like I haven't been back to the U.S. In fact, you know, we were back in Indiana here about a month ago. You know, I have seen the decay and the deterioration, and not even in person, just looking at the news that's out there, and all of what made America great before has been chopped out and sold off to other countries by a corporate culture that was raised in this whole MBA environment to have absolutely no love and empathy for the actual process of making a product. And they literally grew up to be our corporate leaders today who are saying, we don't need to make stuff. We'll just have it made someplace else and bring it in here. And nobody's maintaining the overview, and that really is ultimately the job of the government. And it really amazes me that so many people in our financial sector are still fully on board with Adam Smith's idea that being personally greedy is good for the system as a whole, even though John Nash's doctoral dissertation proved that just was not so, that if you weren't maintaining an overview of the entire economy as you made your economic plans, that you were leading to a situation where it would lock up.
Yes, Mike, excellent. And the question I have for you is, what do you think Trump is going to do with NASA? I believe we fell way behind in space exploration. I think there's a new frontier out there. Many, many new things to be discovered that would be helpful for our race. What do you think Trump will do with NASA?
I am hoping that he will put a new emphasis on NASA, that he'll pull them away from all of this propaganda of global warming and turn them back into being a civilian technology incubator. Now, we have all the military technology incubators, but everything they invent is withheld from the American people for 10, 20, 30 years until it's really kind of useless for anything. And we need to remember the reason for this, having a space program, has nothing to do with putting our flag on other planets. That's a side effect. The tech boom in the United States of the 70s, 80s, and 90s all came out of the technological fallout of solving the problems necessary to go to the moon. And we need to repeat that. It's one thing to say we let all of our factories go to the other countries, we'd like to bring them back. Those other countries aren't going to be stupid enough to let us take those factories back. They're going to hang on to them. So the only way we're going to regain our role as a manufacturing powerhouse, we need to leapfrog ahead. We need to come up with the next major revolutions like photonics or whatever it's going to take. And the best way to develop those technologies is with a revived space program, developing these technologies to solve problems related to spaceflight and kick off another tech boom like we saw in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's what I'd really like to hope for NASA. And all jokes about ground crewmen in ape costumes aside, that's really what I think Donald Trump needs to do with NASA.
I agree. Mike, great program, and a lot of votes that you brought out for Trump out there in the Northeast. So keep up the good work, Mike.
Well, thank you very much there. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing good.
I got a little bone to pick. You really insulted female dogs before by comparing Hillary to one.
Well, if I say the real word, the FCC is going to start yanking the licenses of our on-air affiliates, and I have so few of those right now that I don't want to offend them.
Oh, no. I mean, it offends female dogs just to have her compared to one of them, you know?
Okay. Well, like I said before, you can't have freedom of speech and not annoy somebody.
Right. Anyway, you know, what I think Trump and Putin should do is, as soon as Trump gets in, he should have Putin as his first foreign guest, and they should really discuss ending NATO, or at least the United States getting out of NATO, both countries getting out of the UN, and concentrate together on defeating the globalist enemy, which is an enemy to the whole world. And the United States and Russia teaming up, this would be the greatest thing. And the heck with Western Europe, what they say, or anybody else. I think it could be done, and I really think that Trump should consider
it. I think it would be a good idea. I think it would be a good idea. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening when Trump gets into that Oval Office, and I'm certainly going to be watching and admiring from afar. Mark, we got to let you go. Take a break. Commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line when we get back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones. Ernest in Reno. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to call.
we've seen this before, and I hope that the same thing doesn't happen. Back when Bush Jr. won the election, I remember we already had...
Well, he stole that election, remember? I mean, the Supreme Court basically installed him, but the cheating was definitely against Al Gore. And we don't really actually know who won, but I think at this juncture we have to say that, yes, George W. Bush stole that election away from Al Gore.
Well, we knew his father by then. Anybody who's paying attention was already into the globalization thing. And we knew that Clinton, because NAFTA, GATT, Chinagate, was also following that direction.
So yes.
When Bush Jr. took over, we had guys like Hannity saying, oh, the grown-ups are in charge, the country's going to change. And you know what? It didn't. The direction continued. And see, that's what worries me, is that I'd like to see Trump, I mean, sooner rather than later, start saying, well, we're going to have to revisit these Paris climate treaties. We're going to have to revisit all this NATO. And if we see that, I'll be very happy. If not, I'm going to start worrying, just like I did back then.
Well, let me give you a little background that you need to keep in mind. With the Clintons and the Bushes, you are looking at a multi-generational dynastic family that has been ruling this country and handing the White House off back and forth to each other. And yes, Barack Obama managed to get in on the inside of them because they weren't really paying attention back in 2008. They are lifelong parts of this narcocracy that's been running the country. Their political fortunes all go back to that CIA-sanctioned gun and drug-running operation into Nicaragua out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. You probably heard the news today saying Donald Trump's a man who's never held political office before, and now he's the president. That's why we know he's going to be different. He's not a career politician. He's a businessman. He knows how to build things and how to make things, and he's going to be doing that with the United States. Anybody coming in from the Bush family or the Clinton family, they're continuing the proud family tradition of oligarchy and government-sanctioned drug running and so forth.
Well, yeah, but if there's handlers above those families, then it might be a problem. If not, then hopefully he will reverse course, and we will.
Well, the elder Bush is one of the handlers. There's no question about that.
He's
one of the puppet masters. Again, because Donald Trump has his own money, can't be bought, can't be bribed. He doesn't have handlers above him. They're going to try and handle him from below, but they're not going to have a lot of luck with that. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go because we're coming up here on our top of the hour station break. We've got a bunch more calls going into hour number three of our program, plus whatever's left of our news here. And by the way, rumor is that Madonna just ordered a 50-gallon drum of mouthwash in order to keep her promise to those New York voters who did vote for Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
To a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.